drive you wild with desire.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. And I'm getting better at this. Only one mistake in that one. The dead air is getting shorter. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Back Me Up. This month's backing track, The Shadows 4, from Woburn, Massachusetts. And Follow Me. Anyway, Beryl Marsden, not sure if she's related to Jerry of the Pacemakers, but Beryl Marsden did Breakwing. I'm damned if I can remember. It was a Redbird artist that did this song originally around 63 or so. Track originally released for her in Columbia in the UK in 1965. I got off the compilation Liverpool 63 to 68. Came out and see for miles in the eight, in 1983. Man, almost that long. Mother of God. Girl Trouble before that. And Cold Shoulder from New American Shame CD. Came out in 1993 on Empty. Well, that's the Divinals. Yeah, and that's one everyone ought to know. Of a certain, you know, people of a certain age, I Touch Myself from the self-titled first disc here in the U.S. Came out in 1990 on Virgin. Before that, Rockatones did For My Own, track originally released on London label in Canada in 1966. Off the compilation Quagmire Volume 1. And we kicked it off with the Jordan Brothers from Allentown, Pennsylvania. And this is a track that actually got a fair amount of airplay here in Boston. It was my first indoctrination to this song before I'd heard Spencer Davis's, you know, when I was like in junior high. You know, so you know, all of a sudden you get the new experts in music, you know, whatever, you know. I came a little late, but now here I am on the radio shouting at you. Anyway, Jordan Brothers, Give Me Some Lovin', 1966 on the Philips label. Anyway, got 52 and a half minutes to go. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
I know you think I'm like the other. tell you.
It isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Have you seen Linda's new boyfriend?
Well now, girl, he's something else.
Took a look at
my situation.
That's when I had this
great revelation.
Oh yes, I know that's why I love him so. He's something else. Oh, when we're dancing,
oh,
does every man look at first?
Hey kids, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show, formerly of Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs and the Malarians, if you were around in the 80s. You are listening to Alex Piondis on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. And I gotta say, Alex is one of my favorite MFOs.
What does every man look at first?
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Let me tell you real quick what I played this first set of the second hour. I'm going to get back into it. You just heard the Contours, and first I look at the purse from the Big Scream and Shout Box Originally released on Gordy in 1965. The Girls Before That and My Love from the compilation Girls with Guitars. It was originally released on Capitol in 1965. The Liverbirds from Liverpool, England did He's Something Else. We have the compilation Destroy That Boy. It was originally released on the Star Club label in Germany in 1966. The Atlantics and a previously unreleased track called Wrong Number. And it was in a previously unreleased, or mostly unreleased, CD of previously unreleased tracks, mostly unreleased tracks, just simply titled Atlantics in 2006. I'm glad, I'm rather proud they did contribute a track, because they didn't have all the masters. So I happened to contribute one or two, I think it was two, to this, which was awesome. I think Ray Fernandez is listening. I think he put it together. Tommy Two Tone with this week's song that everybody knows. Came out in 1981 on Columbia, 867-5309. That'll start a new wave of people with that number getting the calls. And we kicked it off to Ladybugs, channeling Jerry and the Pacemakers, and How Do You Do It? From Girls in the Garage, Volume 1. It was originally released on the Chattahoochee label in 1965. Let's get into it, back into it. Got one more talk break, 30 minutes. Let me put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I was born on a living, a little bit south of Montgomery. Mama worked at name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
We both know a certain party. I won't mention any names, but you think you love this party. Who's brought me so much pain? I don't know what he's told you, but I bet you think he's free. Well, I'm the wife of this party, and he still belongs to me. I'm the wife of the party you go out with every night. I'm the wife of the party who holds you so tight.
Yeah.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Just heard Pet Clark and Life and Soul of the Party from the My Love LP. Hard is on, I think it might be on the Downtown album. I got that at home. Anyway, Liz Anderson, mother of Lynn Anderson, did Wife of the Party, 1966 on RCA Victor. The Pet Clark album was 1966 on Warner Brothers. Before that, Betty LaVette from 1969 on the Silver Fox label. He made A Woman Out of Me. Then we kicked it off with the Shangri-Las and The Boy, which is the B-side to Out in the Streets. Came out in 1965 on Redbird. Okay, got 18 minutes to go. Can you stand it? Hang in there. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Look for another love. Don't let your heart be broken by words.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Silent lips speak to me, don't keep me waiting. Words I long to hear.
Cube the jupiter with the knife. the cool love. It don't move me at all.
Move me at all.
And if you'd live it up, baby, man, we'd really have a ball. Give me the kind I need.
The kind I need.
Let's start getting with it, baby. You're acting like a square to me. Around me and the night has just begun.
Wow.
Now that's a little more like it.
A little more like it.
Now you're doing all right.
Doing all right.
And if you keep it up, baby, I'll see you tomorrow night.
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 See ya.
Yeah.
Time and these are the Desperado. These were the Desperados, and they're playing that song. Whenever I try to deviate from the norm, everything gets deviated. Anyway, it's 7:56, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperados on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's, from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. You just heard Wanda Jackson with the B-side to Let's Have a Party and Cool Love. For that, Georgia Gibbs, she of the Kiss, Georgia Gibbs, did Silent Lips from 1957 on the Mercury label. I got the compilation Hot Bobbin' Girls, Volume 1, Poppy and the Bohemes did When I Get Home, originally released on Laurie in 1968. I got off the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns, Volume 8. Lonnie's Legends and the Currents did Look for Another Love, a track originally released on the Playboy label, an unknown date. And I got off the compilation, the CD version of Girls in the Garage Part 2. And Timmy Euro, the little girl with the big voice, kicked it off with What's the Matter, Baby? And that was on Liberty in 1962. I got off the Love Charms, West Coast Hits and Rarities, and California Girls and Groups, 1957 to 62. Anyway, I did my best to have the anti-Valentine's Day show with a couple of thunderclaps of love. And I hope you liked it. And if you don't, get your own show. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. And we'll leave you off with a little bit of travel music. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.
You run around trying to make me blue, but now, baby, I'm gonna turn the tables on you. Oh, yeah. So it's over now.